Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, it's your show and my show.
No, it's just my show.
Is it your show?
It
it's
is.
Not your show.
No,
it's
we
my
talk
show.
About this every time.
You're Dan, I'm Matt. Together,
we're
back.
Dan. Oh, I thought we were going to say our names at the same time. Let's try it.
Let's do that. Okay.
Yeah.
Together,
we are Dan. That didn't
it's
work.
Hard when other people speak.
Yeah. No, let's try it. Let's try talking at the same time, but one after the other instead. Together.
Okay. Hello.
Together, we're Dan, Matt.
We're Dan.
Matt, Dan.
Dan, I'm... Hello? Is this thing on?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Words. So we have a wonderful show for you today.
We do. We have a great
viewers.
We have a great guest.
Matthew has
his name is Dan.
Is the story of Matt, which we will be telling later.
Yes,
this is sort of an origin story. It actually just recently got published. It's a comic book series. It's like a mini series. So we're going to be reading an excerpt from that later. But first, we're starting a new news segment. So each of us cherry-picked news articles that we thought would be interesting for our listeners.
We brought that gag back.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good idea.
No, it's a great idea. It's a way that we can connect with our listeners in ways that we previously could not.
Do you like connecting with listeners?
Yeah, absolutely.
I
saw a listener on the street the other day, and he walked up to me and he asked for my autograph.
Wow.
And I looked at him and I said, "Sir, how do you know who I am?"
Yeah, he
and
recognized he said, you after the surgery?
I know. I wasn't expecting anyone to recognize. That's why I had the surgery in the first place.
I know.
So I said, "Well, sir, why do you know who I am?" And he said, "It's your name is on the a shirt that you're wearing on your head." Because I was wearing my I'm Dan from episode zero. Lol, please like, subscribe, Twitter, or Facebook. But I was wearing it on my head. So I guess he noticed and he just wanted an autograph.
From you. And did you give it to him?
No, I choked him out and left him in an alleyway.
Oh, okay.
I don't give autographs.
We're going to want to search the morgues later.
No, he's still alive.
Oh.
He's in the basement now.
Mm.
I went back after work and picked him up.
The last time you brought someone home, the smell got pretty bad.
Well, I mean, I'm going to try and keep this one alive.
You do try so hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
We'll see.
So my news article.
Oh, good. I've been waiting for this all day.
This is really good. I think you're going to like this. I'm not sure if you've seen this in the news, but there have been wild gangs of puppies that are roaming the streets of Los Angeles, California.
Have you ever been to Los Angeles?
I have, actually. I visited there once in 1982 for a Long John Gong concert.
You got in?
I did. I was able to get the last ticket. It was amazing.
You said 1982?
Yeah.
That was the year, the scaffolding collapsed.
Yes, it collapsed all over the band. That was the last time that anyone saw them live because they were all killed instantly.
You were at that concert?
Yes, I was at that very concert.
My God.
There is a famous picture of the band just as it's like caught in midair. I don't know how they managed to capture this in 1982, but it's just like seconds before the band died. And you can see me in the second row with my neon orange wig and my two foam middle fingers in the air. And I just have this exacerbated, terrified look on my face because I was witnessing my favorite band die.
You know, Elephant Dog opened for them that night, and that was the last night they performed, because after that night, they said, music isn't worth it for us anymore after what we just saw.
Yeah.
So you saw the final performance of two of the world's most famous bands.
Yes, I did.
And I can't believe that you got that privilege, because I really love both of those bands.
I'm happy that my seeing something in 1982 instills... a level of jealousy and rage inside you. That makes
anger.
Me very happy, actually.
Impotence, actually.
Impotence, yes.
It's a feeling
you've literally gone
with.
Flaccid for me.
My entire body.
Because of me.
For you, yes. If you ask me, I will go flaccid. Anyway.
I know. It happens often. It doesn't work the other way, though, unfortunately.
It's a trick I learned from you.
That's not funny, Matthew.
Well, anyway, speaking of flaccid things, how about these puppies?
I didn't want you to tell everyone that I was impotent, that I had erectile dysfunction.
Well, you're bringing in news stories about puppies. That's not very...
No, but that's private. It's robust. Between me and my penis.
We don't need to talk about your penis.
No, that we already are.
I feel like this is a low point in our election. I mean, call show. I mean, whatever this is.
We're not calling. There's no call.
Really?
Really, really.
So
puppies. So
how about those puppies?
So the puppies. There is a gang of puppies in roaming Los Angeles, nibbling on people's feet.
That's cute.
No, it's not. It's sent countless people to the hospital to have their feet reattached.
Wait, they nibbled them off?
Yes. So these puppies have... I guess I left out part of the story. These puppies were left out in the wilderness for a couple hundred years, and they've evolved these ridiculously large, very specifically shaped teeth that seem to work really well at chewing off feet.
Wow.
Like in one chomp. So you get one dog doing this, and they're pretty small. They're like a chihuahua, but
you get
5 or 6 or 200 of them chewing on your feet, and your foot's just gone immediately.
It's just waves of puppies going through crowds and feet leaving.
Just knocking people over and leaving them with bloody stumps for legs.
You think they got to sort through the feet and figure out who they belong to? That's kind of weird, don't you think?
Yeah. There have been numerous stories of people with two different feet attached. You know, some obviously they get two left feet or two right feet. At one point, somebody accidentally sewed on two of the dogs to their feet. And then that person started, you know, unknowingly or, you know, not unknowingly, but they were being run around by the two dogs attached to their feet and eating other people's feet.
Comic in proportion. That's just
It's ridiculous. It's quite an epidemic. So I thought that you would like something that was that terrible and awful and bloody.
I don't know why you think I would like that.
That's just the person that you are.
It's only something an impotent person would like. So for my news story, I read this morning as I woke up and I woke up in a bed of pancakes. As I
hate you so much, Matthew.
I
hate you so much.
I know the pancakes
I hate
make
you.
You so jealous.
I hate
I
you.
I know.
I hate you.
But every
Matthew,
morning,
I yes, hate you.
I know. But every morning,
Matthew,
you have to know.
I hate you.
I understand
Matthew,
that. I do.
I hate you.
About you.
I hate you.
Did you get my package?
Matthew.
What was in my package?
A flaccid penis.
When you tell me something, I can't help but just revisit it periodically. So when you told me last week,
I thought, severely regret telling
nice
you.
Present? Well, I mean, I'm trying to support you.
I confided in you. You're the only
this
person that knows.
This is part of your identity.
No, it's not. It's something that it's a problem that I came to you with because I thought that you would have it as a solution.
No,
and apparently
you
your solution is public shaming. So thanks for that.
No, you have to get used to it. So the package I sent you, it's you hang it on your rearview mirror. You know, it just
I tried
there.
And it kept hitting me in the face when I was making left turns.
You should be familiar with that problem already, though.
Well, no, because it would usually only when right turns.
Hmm. I see.
Yeah, it's like reverse weighted or something. I don't know.
Mm. But it's part of you, who you are. So, you know, you have to get used to it. You got to get a sticker for your car, a bumper sticker.
That just
perhaps.
Says, I have erectile dysfunction.
Is there anything wrong with that? No, there's not. That's why you need the sticker to
proclaim.
I mean,
it's not. It's sort of embarrassing. It's like having a sticker that says, I can't wipe my own butt.
No, let me tell you. You're ahead of society. You are ahead of the curve.
How?
In 20, 30, 40 years, people will say, people like you are normal. They are to be embraced.
So you're saying erectile dysfunction is much like the rabid dogs and epidemic?
That's going to take a little longer for people to accept. Because I don't think they understand how fun it is to have dogs as feet. Just think about that.
But it's you can't compare the two, because having erectile dysfunction, I can assure you, is not fun.
You don't know that. You're so young.
No, but I do, because I am.
Hmm?
I do understand, because I am erectilely
but
defunct.
You're so young, you just need to live with it a little bit longer.
Matthew, I am erectilely defunct. Defunct, Matthew. Defunct.
You're funked. It's okay.
Dis.
Funked.
I'm sorry. Listeners, I apologize for the sidebar. I as you can tell, this is a very personal issue for me. So, Matthew, I'm sorry I interrupted you. You were delivering your news story. You didn't interrupt me. I should not interrupt you.
You know, you've stopped seeing them as interruptions. So, thank you. But my news story...
You're welcome.
Thank you. So, you're welcome. News story. So, this morning, as I do, I wake up in my bed of pancakes because I love to be surrounded by breakfast. You wake up, the smell, the feeling, the softness of pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled out my newspaper, and I was reading that the Eiffel Tower finally opened up after it was promised 200 years ago that it would open like a flower. We weren't sure how that was going to work. We weren't sure how they had done this, how they achieved this feat, the those crazy people who built it. And it finally opened up. And you know what was inside? Nothing. Nothing was inside.
I was trying to represent my answer with example.
With silence.
Yeah.
Right. That was your example. You guessed correctly.
Thank you.
It goes to show you when you have nothing else going for you, intelligence is something.
But unlike what's in the Eiffel Tower, which is
nothing. It has nothing. It's empty.
So did they plant it? Was the Eiffel Tower an organic creation?
No one can really tell. They've done tests. It's neither organic nor inorganic.
That's so strange.
So, I know. It is very strange. And some people theorize that something actually did emerge, but it's invisible. It's in a different plane of reality.
It's unknowable.
It's unknowable. The unknowable Eiffel Tower present of 2016.
Could it have been God?
God himself or herself could have come from the Eiffel Tower, yes.
Wow.
You never
know. We truly live in amazing times.
We do.
I'm going to start praying to the Eiffel Tower.
It's a good idea. Maybe the Eiffel Tower will give you your erections back.
I severely doubt that. I've prayed to pretty much every wonder of the world, and so far nothing.
So far.
Except
so far.
More dysfunctionality.
You said it yourself. So far.
So far. I mean, there's only so many wonders in the world. There's the car park in Cleveland. I used to pray to that every night. I had set up my Hot Wheels cars in a northerly direction. And I set up some micro machines. And in a show of, I guess, devotion to the car park, I would step on the micro machines and cause my feet to bleed.
That's cute.
Yeah.
What early child did not do that, experimenting with prayer? I know, you know, around 5 or 6, we all experiment with prayer. We try different things. The prayer robe.
Right.
The prayer oven. You start putting things into the oven.
I put myself in the oven when I was praying once.
That might explain
the burn marks on my back.
Those too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've always wondered where those came from.
Well, I was trying to pray to the oven gods.
Well,
I was tired of burnt Pop-Tarts.
I know what that's like. Well, we'll be right back.
Donnie Fromson wants you to think he's fighting for you.
Yeah, I don't fight for anyone. The only person I fight for is myself.
But Donnie Fromson has the big interests in mind.
The only thing I care about is myself and the major corporations.
If you elect Donnie Fromson into office, he'll take your underpants.
I love underpants. Nothing like a good pair of underpants in the morning.
Donnie Fromson is beholden to special interests.
Yeah, the Pacifier Relief Fund. That's all me.
Donnie Fromson likes pancakes a little too much.
Nothing like some Aunt Jemima on my pancakes.
Vote for Mary Snyderton. She'll give you everything you want.
And more.
Paid for by Mary Snyderton for Deputy Mayor.
And we're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to... When you say that, who are you saying that to?
I'm saying that to our listeners and to you.
Ah, I hope you're mostly saying it to me.
I'm saying it to everyone who is... Don't we want to welcome everyone back?
Yes, we want to be as inclusive as possible.
I love inclusiveness.
I dislike disclusiveness.
I know. Inclusivity is the bread and butter of America.
And you know what's better than inclusivity?
What, Dan?
Actual bread and butter.
Oh, You don't have to tell me. In fact, we're being sponsored by Marie's Bread and Butter Shop down on Fifth Avenue.
Fifth Avenue.
And we want to tell you.
I walk by there every day. I've never seen this place.
No, it's the other Fifth Avenue.
Oh, West Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry. And we want to tell you that they are the premier bread and butter location in America. And they want you to come down, have a little bread, have a little butter on them. And they think you'll like it.
Yeah, so they actually serve bread and butter on themselves. That's their shtick.
Right, and their tagline is, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. It's like so ellipses. There's nothing wrong with that. End quote.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't really end. Yeah, they're not sure.
No, they're not sure, but they're good people, you know?
Yeah, no, they mean well, for sure.
They paid us some money, so we had to say these things.
Right, no. Aunt Amy's Bread and Butter Shop. We love you guys.
It's great.
You're eating your breads and butters now. It's kind of creepy that you sent us a corpse to eat it off of, but thanks.
It'll go well for your basement collection there.
Yeah. So I have a story, actually.
Really? Story time. You know I love story time.
I wasn't going to tell this story, but I guess I will.
That usually ends up well.
Yeah, I mean, it was an interesting thing that happened, and, you know, what is this podcast for? But, you know, a personal forum for my endeavors to succeed in life.
Right.
So
you never quite do.
Right. Well, I would disagree with that, but I guess that's your call.
We can agree to disagree.
So I was walking down the street the other day. Confidence was high. I had my favorite pink jacket on, and I was wearing my double bow tie, you know, my light up neon green top hat. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm strutting. I do my little strut when I'm in a good mood.
Like a bird?
Yeah, yeah. I'm walking down the street, and this girl comes across the other side of the street. Ooh. And let me tell you, Matthew.
Yeah.
She was ugly.
Oh.
She might be the ugliest person I've ever seen.
Impressive.
She was 7 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
She was about 60 pounds.
Wow.
And she had this hair that I can only describe as sepia.
Sepia?
Sepia.
Is that the character from Star Wars?
No. Have you ever seen a black and white movie that wasn't quite black and white? It was just sort of a dull, washed out poop brown?
Yes, it was light peach.
Yes, only I wouldn't describe her hair as peach.
Mm.
Yeah. And the way she was walking, her shoulders were just a bit too high, like almost as if they were disconnected and then reattached.
Maybe they were.
I think it was
just
heredity. Doctors
do some pretty weird things these days.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that was her decision. But the most striking thing that I just saw, and I decided that I needed to not look in that direction anymore, she had embedded in her skin Christmas lights.
Cool.
No, because they weren't functional. They were just poking out of her skin. And she was walking around, and the plug for the Christmas lights was just dragging behind her like a tail.
Huh. Did you try plugging it in?
I did.
Okay.
She roared at me,
uh-huh.
and she threw a homeless guy at me.
I don't know.
So I'm not. Maybe she was a monster. I'm not sure.
Are you sure you didn't take your grandmother's, liver pills, as they say?
Yeah. No. Definitely. I've been like a week clean from those. All right. 5 days.
All right. You know,
I only took one.
It's okay. These can make you see things.
No, I swear it actually happened. She was there.
Does that sound realistic? I mean, we live in a world where Eiffel Towers open up. That's pretty normal, but what you're describing doesn't make sense.
I think reality is subjective.
It usually is.
And just
is.
Because you don't accept my reality doesn't make it not real.
I try so hard.
You have to accept people.
I do.
That's like when we first met. Do you remember that day?
I do. It was
second
raining.
Second grade.
Yep.
We were both in Italian class. It was raining outside because we didn't have an actual classroom. Remember? We were soaking wet.
I know.
And you came over.
And I said, hello, I hate your shoes.
Yeah. And I kicked you.
I know. With the ugly shoes. And I thought that was particularly insulting.
That's why I did it. As a second grader.
It made so much sense to me. I was like, this guy knows.
And we just decided at that point that we needed to be friends forever, even though we hated each other. And we still do to this day.
A little bit.
I mean,
I feel like it's gotten better.
It has its moments. Like right now, I'm probably not going to speak to you for the rest of the week after we're done recording here.
But I planned it like that. I have the rest of the week booked up. I don't need you speaking to me. If you speak to me, it actually becomes a problem.
I've canceled all of your appointments this week. I know you're going to see that stupid shrink on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, you're going to meet Barton.
I'm not like you.
Barton.
That's actually just an alias.
I know who he is. I don't want to disclose his name on air.
It's Bert. I'm meeting with Bert.
That's my dog.
Yeah.
You understand that? You can't meet with my dog if you've decided you don't want to talk to me.
We have lunch on Wednesdays.
Bart is my dog.
We have lunch.
No. What do you eat? Dog food? Does he eat people food?
No, that's stupid. He eats the dog food.
Are you in love with my dog?
No. I wouldn't do that to you. I know how that feels when you fall in love with another person's grandmother.
You can't know what that feels like. You absolutely cannot.
You know, I know that when my grandmother died, it was very difficult on you. That's when you became impotent. And I'm not trying to take your dog away, but sometimes we need to speak about you because you do certain things at home. Like, you still have those ugly shoes. They're kind of bursting at the seams. You've had them since second grade. We've talked about this before, but he says they really, really smell because they're really old and you've never washed
them. He says? Bart is a dog. He doesn't speak. Are you telling me that my dog speaks to you, but yet my story about the ugly woman with the Christmas lights, that's somehow not real?
Well, when you see a work of art and you say it speaks to you?
I've never seen art.
That's because you're art blind.
Everyone knows this. You're not saying anything new.
No, generally not about you.
I just see naked people everywhere.
That's because you have a condition. But we don't need to talk about your conditions any longer. Let's speak of your dog. And he speaks to me like a piece of art speaks to an art patron. And I can just tell he thinks you smell. Can we talk about that?
I don't think I feel comfortable with you hanging out with my dog without me in the room.
Well, I mean, you can talk to him about it.
I've tried. He won't listen.
And that's because he's a dog.
I should have known. He has a picture of you on his nightstand. He has posters of your movie, Fantasy Fetish Fighters 2, in his room.
I'd like to make him that movie. I always wanted to be a director. And then all I could do direct was that.
I don't know how I feel about this. I need to think about this.
Well, we actually, something I need to tell you. We do a podcast on Fridays.
No. No, please no. I thought this was your only podcast.
It was. And then dog.
No, Matthew.
Makes the funniest.
This is
noises.
Our thing.
Have you ever heard your dog?
Yes. I hear those sounds every night when I fall asleep.
That's just the gastrointestinal noises.
I know. That's what makes it so special. He's so digesting to help me sleep.
That's nice of him. I know he knows you need it.
No, you can't be doing a podcast with my dog.
Well, we call it a podcast, but there are no microphones involved. It's a pretend podcast. It's make-believe.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
We do it in a small plastic house on the lawn.
We only produce the finest real entertainment here. I don't know what you're talking about.
You sound so sad right now.
I am sad. I don't understand.
I've hit Control-Z on the history.
You can't. You can't Control-Z Bart. And you...
It's a make-believe podcast. There's a little red wagon.
I'm going to search for this. If I find an actual podcast on the internet with my dog and your stupid voice, I'm going to be very upset.
I think you're being silly. I think you're overreacting to this.
I think that that's all the time we have for this episode.
Well, that was enjoyable.
That was indeed almost enjoyable, except for the part where you cheated on me with my own dog.
Well, I hope you get your erection back.
Until next time, I'm Dan.
And I'm Matt.
Fucking hate you.